The other aspect of rabbinic Judaism that we must stress, because this goes in the face of one very famous and very, at one time, popular attack against the Judaism of the rabbis as being anti-prophetic, as being very legalistic, as opposed to the spiritual prophetic teachings of the Bible. And this was a claim that had been bandied around for hundreds of years. And this is why the statement that we quoted before by Yochanan ben Zakkai is so crucial. Acts of loving kindness. Rabbinic Judaism may sound legalistic, but it is far from it. It entails a new legal system. But it places an enormous importance on relations between human beings. One could almost claim that this was enhanced in the rabbinic period, even more than in earlier periods. Earlier periods imagined, and we have actually a statement, probably dating to the 3rd century BCE, where a rabbi says, the whole world is like a structure that is kept up, held up by three columns, pillars. What are the three pillars? Torah, meaning learning, the teaching of the Bible. The word in Hebrew, avodah, means worship, but it really means sacrificial worship. And the third pillar, that ancient rabbi, his name was Simon the Just, the third pillar was acts of loving kindness. Now, if this is a structure that has three feet or columns underneath, what happens to that structure if I remove one of the columns from underneath? The structure begins to tip over and ultimately falls. When Yochanan ben Zakkai says to his disciple Joshua, weeping over the cessation of sacrificial worship, woe unto us, how will we atone for sins? And he says, there is another atonement that takes its place, and what is that? Acts of loving kindness. What is he doing? He is reinterpreting that ancient statement. You thought, or we thought, that all three are required to maintain Judaism. The legal text, sacrificial worship, and the human aspect of behavior among mortals. You thought that all three are required. And what Yochanan comes and says is, they are ideally the underpinning of Judaism. But when one is removed, the other picks up the slack. And this is fascinating, because it suggests a vitality, a capability of readjusting. By claiming the exact opposite, we in fact do recognize prophetic teachings as being central for rabbinic Judaism. The structures that were set up at Yavne not only saved Judaism, but of course they would be used in subsequent generations. The rabbis of Babylonia would ultimately vie for power with their colleagues in the land of Israel. And if they were attacked, how can you vie for power with the Holy Land? Their answer would be, we are a community, a spiritualized learning community. And if those, their colleagues, would say, but you're rebelling against us, their answer would have been, all we are doing is carrying out to the logical conclusion the great innovations of one of your own, of Yochanan ben Zakkai. And so, Yochanan ben Zakkai is probably up there, as it were, in the pantheon of Jewish heroes, the right person in the right place at the very right time.